MTV Cast.
Hey, it's Peter calling in bright and early, rolling out of Helena. Had a bit of a about a quarter of the way through the ride, Fiesta in Helena. Just took some extra time to kind of take care of the body and get some good food. It's a bit of a challenge to find somewhere to stay, but eventually it got somewhere. I don't know. I guess there's something going on in Helena. Everything was booked for a while until later in the night. Finally was able to get something through booking.com. So yesterday I think I left off leaving Sealy Lake. Made it to Ovando. Just a quick stop in Ovando. Said hi to Kathy. Chatted for a little bit. I feel like I probably could have hung out and talked for like 30 minutes or an hour, and it would have gone by pretty dang quick. So I had to cut it off at some point, just to keep rolling. Although it would have been nice to stay longer. Kathy's great. She's the one that gets all the pictures of riders coming in through Ovando and posts them up on the web. Huckleberry Pass was in good condition. Got into Lincoln. Quick resupply. And I forgot how tough that pass is after Lincoln. I forget what the actual name is of that pass. But there's some nice, pretty steep, pretty rocky stuff towards the top. So I walked a little, rode a little, you know, didn't want to push too hard. The whole day I've been back and forth between taking a shorter day and stopping in Helena versus trying to push on. It seems like every 2 or 3 hours I switch from just relax and take it easy, stop at Helena, to, all right, let's start pushing the pace so we can get past Helena. So I did that like 3 or 4 times. But the final thing that got me to change my mind, or at least secure the idea of staying in Helena, was got some, not a lot of rain, but it seemed like on the route we kind of thread the needle between two very big clouds heading into Helena. And the amount of rain we got was enough to make the pretty slow up that final little climb before the all downhill over to Helena. So I looked at the weather, and I think the worst part of the storm went directly over the part between Helena and Basin. So I figured, you know, losing a little bit of time on the way into Helena made it so it wasn't so early to stop. It was super early. But I figured if I was going to stop super early, it'd be a decent option to let. Yeah, so I figured I'd let the route dry out overnight a little bit at least. Because I feel like Lava Mountain might have been
not super fun trying to do that last night. Although I'm not sure if I would have gotten all the way there.
Yeah, it also took some time to take care of my butt and my feet. Oh, I forgot to mention stopping to see Don and Barbara at the Llama Ranch. They're always very, very nice, and there were a couple tours there as well, so when I was bombing down the road, they were all standing at the end of the parking, their end of their driveway, cheering me on, so I stopped in and talked for a couple minutes. Yeah, another time I wish I had, wish I could stop and talk for longer. But needed to keep on rolling because at that point I was still no longer pushed to back telling us. Yep, so that's the update from yesterday. No real wildlife other than I saw lots of little snakes in the road the last day and a half. I don't know much about snakes, so I don't know what kind they were. But they're probably all 1.5-2 feet long, pretty skinny. So I don't know if they're just young snakes or some certain kind. Descending in the dark to Sealy Lake from Richmond Peak. When you would look to either side, you'd just see tons of eyes in the woods from the deer hunkering down for the night in the fields, which was pretty cool. Yeah, that's wildlife. Haven't really had any songs stuck in my head the last 2 days. I guess a body recap on how I'm feeling. Mentally feel good. Physically, my legs feel good. My butt is, you know, it's got the typical chafing going on. Nothing too serious, but, you know, it's not super comfortable, but it's definitely manageable. The main issue I'm having is my feet are blistering pretty bad. Coming into this race, I was working on transitioning into a new set of shoes too late and wasn't able to get comfortable on them yet, so I went with my older shoes, which were pretty worn out. And I think they're just too big at this point, so I'm kind of sliding and flopping around in them and getting blisters. So, yeah, I got to keep an eye out on that. If it doesn't improve too much with a little extra care, I might have to reduce riding time a little bit every day just to take care of that. So we'll see how that goes. I haven't looked at the mileage yet to see where I may end today, but I guess it's pretty early that we already have a plan for that, so I'll do that in the next few hours. All right. Later.